This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Indian citizenship turned 100 years old this month, and at the Southern Ute Reservation, an exhibit marks the occasion. Tribal Council Vice Chair Lorelei Cloud says it's a complicated history.
When I think about the Indian Citizenship Act, I feel like it's a little too late. It's really not something that we want to celebrate. It's a moment in time to recognize all the inequities and challenges that Native Americans have had to deal with since colonization.
The act was signed more than 50 years after the 14th Amendment, which granted citizenship to persons born or naturalized in the U.S., but that did not include Native Americans. The University of Colorado has a new $6.3 billion budget for the upcoming fiscal year, CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
That represents a 3.5% increase over the last fiscal year. The bulk of money for the four-campus system goes to instructing students, clinical health care, and research. Faculty and staff will get a 3% salary increase. Because state lawmakers boosted higher education funding by 9% next year, tuition hikes will be smaller than expected, 3% for new students. Continuing in-state students will keep the same tuition as last year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
ER doctors are urging Coloradans to be safe for July 4th. Injuries like burns and lacerations are common around the holiday because people mishandle fireworks. For example, sparklers can burn at temperatures of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This is CPR News and KRCC.